I actually managed eventually to get a job as an assistant engineer at the Ardeath Tobacco Company in Broadwater Road as an assistant engineer. And
so
I,
what date's that?
That sorry. Was September 1959. And I think about in the following November, I actually moved into Welwyn Garden City, into Haldens. The Ardeath Tobacco Company closed.
Right.
What I didn't realise was it was part of the then the British American Tobacco Group, and British American Tobacco had factories in Liverpool and Southampton. Mm. And as they were looking for more companies, to more factories situated where they could export from, ours in the middle of sort of Hertfordshire didn't really classify like that so much. So
what
I'm
were you doing at Ardeath?
I was an assistant engineer there.
Right.
Assistant engineer, and I'd done my apprenticeship because I'd worked on the cigarette tobacco catching machines and things
right.
like this. You
yes.
know, you had to go around the various departments.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
What did you, sorry, I know it was a short period. What did you do as assistant engineer?
Well, as an assistant engineer, I was responsible for maintenance, general maintenance throughout, in and around and about, you know, stuff was going wrong and that sort of thing.
Hmm.
That was essentially what I did. And, of course, in June 1960, suddenly they told us that we were going to close down. But we at least we had some prior notice. At least in those days, there was literally full employment. In fact, employers were coming in, like Lloyd's Bank and people like that, for people from our accounts to join them. So
right.
we had employers coming into the
yes.
factory, would you believe
yes.
it, to
very
see
different.
What sort of... So that was so different.
And how many people would have been affected?
700.
Gosh, that was how many worked there? I didn't realise it was such a big
700
operation.
700 people, that's right, lurking
yes.
there. And I went around and, you know, there was the Barnett Cone Company down the road, and they proudly told me, and I was walking around the place, that they've got a Woolworth contract. And I immediately thought, oh my goodness, no. Because I knew what Woolworth was like as far as being a customer's concerned. They cut their prices, they kept cutting their prices.
Right,
you
yes.
know, once
yeah.
you were one of their suppliers. I
right.
didn't like the sound of that at all. Anyway, in the event, I didn't join the Barnett Cone Company. And I also, as I say, went to various other places to see if I could get work. But eventually I was taken on by British American Tobacco in London. Unfortunately, having commuted down the road on a bike, you know, for 10 months,
yes.
what was I then doing? Back on the commuter train, yes. you know, back to travelling back to London, Millbank, where I worked for the next 24 years there. So, and then I was no longer working virtually locally as such. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then it became after us, the Polycell took over from us afterwards.
Right.
You know, so,
yes.
And we've mentioned prior to us was the actual Welwyn Studios. You know,
yes.
So,
yes.
In that same building.
Yes.
And in fact, some of the security people we took on as the Ardeath Tobacco Company had been security people when it was Welwyn Studios, and they
yes.
told us tales about what it was like then, yeah. you know, sort of.
So Welwyn Studios, they hadn't moved premises, they had actually
yeah,
finished
they,
themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm, okay.
And I think I probably then sort of migrated to places like Elstree,
yeah.
you know, and places like that. But they yes. actually, you know, as I say, there was this huge hangar building, which we
yes.
used to store tobacco in, which they had
right.
actually used to do their filming in
yes.
four films like, you know, Brighton Rock and
yes.
like that.
So you had that big, as you say, hangar, yeah, and then your what was your building like?
Well, it was a new building brought by the side of it, virtually.
Right.
A very modern, quite a modern building in those days, really. And I can only assume that I'd have had that built, you know, for...
Right,
I
from
don't
scratch.
Think it was, yeah,
yes.
yes. That part of the site, they
yes.
had that built.
And that was the building that Polycell moved into
Didn't you?
Afterwards.
That's right, yeah.
Did they use the... hangar building
yes
as well.
I think they did, but I don't know what for.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Mm. They use that hangar building as well, probably like us, as
storage.
A warehouse, you
yes,
know, storage.
Ideal.
It's an ideal place, just, you know, just right for that.
Was there a canteen at Ardeath?
Oh yes, a very good canteen at Ardeath. The girls there, getting near to Christmas Day, they wanted to relax.
Yes.
So when you're on a making machine, you've got cigarettes coming off at about 1500 a minute.
Yes.
Whizzing off this way, coming through a sort of paddle, yeah, and then coming down in two rows along a big moving band, which we would call a catcher. And the girls, yeah, in those days used to have to gather up these, about, you know, a handful of cigarettes, about that many cigarettes, which about 50 or so, and place them in a tray, because those trays were then put onto a packing machine, mm-hmm, which automatically fed them into a packet of 20s or, yeah, whatever it might be. And if they got fed up, they would actually get hold of a cigarette and throw it at the catcher, which would then make the cigarette rod, instead of being cut off,
yes,
whiz out in one continuous stream out of the side, right, of the out of the side of the,
yeah,
machine.
Yeah.
So you had a length of cigarette rod coming out and then deciding to descend onto the floor and,
yes,
coming. So unless you were there to stop it, you know, there you went.
Yes. Yes.
Eventually they'd shout at you and say, oh,
yes,
coming.
So, yes.
And that would happen fairly regularly getting towards Christmas because they wanted, yes, to stop catching.
Yes. You know, sort of, you know. Fairly monotonous task. Yes. Yes. Yeah. We've interviewed someone who's talked about them having a packet of cigarettes to take home.
Yes. That's tobacco cigarettes.
Yes.
Yeah, 40 a week you got.
Right.
And I wasn't a smoker. I never smoked.
No, I should what did you do with them?
Give them to my dad. Yes. I saved my, yes, my father was a smoker all his life. I mean, yeah, he, let's face it, he was smoking in the First World War in the trenches. That's, yes, all they had, you know,
yeah,
apart from one tot,
yeah,
of rum to get this over and get them over the top and be shot at, you,
yes,
know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
He survived, thank God. I've got an uncle who didn't. He had my cigarettes.
Yeah.
And to be fair, he never died of lung cancer. He actually died of a, you know, heart problem. So. Mm.